Good morning. Good morning. Boy, it's a beautiful morning. Democracy works, right? Democracy works. I want to congratulate everybody who participated in the election. Everybody deserves, even if they lost, some form of congratulation. It's not, you know, it's not good to lose. Show me a happy loser, I'll show you a loser. I understand that Devin Burns will have a special today, cream of tears soup, down at Destination Soups. So hopefully he'll turn, he may have even be serving lemonade, turning lemons into lemonade. Devin Burns, we hardly knew you. Maybe he'll come back one more time. Nothing wrong with that. A lot of people don't make it the first time, the second time. Maybe the third time will be a charm for Devin Burns. Look at Leo Choquette. Leo Choquette didn't make it on his first time. And last night, Leo Choquette ...71% of the vote in Ward 1. Leo Choquette, 71% of the vote. Great job, Leo Choquette. See, a little extra time out there, right? Took him a couple of times, but he made it. He beat the incumbent last time around and was just reelected with 71% of the vote. Congratulations, Leo Choquette. That shows you that good work and good relations with the media are worth everything in democracies, right? And then there's Ward 2. Congratulations, Scott Pemberton. Although, I would assume that Maria Giesta, who doesn't care about the taxpayers, will play the game out, as is her right, and ask for a recount. I don't know how she can overcome Scott Pemberton's victory, but I imagine she will. She got defeated by herself and a very formidable challenger, Scott Pemberton in Ward 2. Scott Pemberton earned that victory. He went out and knocked on doors and knocked on the same door and then the same door and then the same door. In other words, he talked to everybody in Ward 2 that's involved in the democratic process, that shows up to elections, that participates. And he met him two, three, in some cases, four times. And he had a hell of a team around him. But day after day, Scott Pemberton went out and talked to his friends, his neighbors, made new friends in Ward 2. Proud of Scott Pemberton. Proud of Leo Choquette. Ward 3, Sean Oliver didn't even draw an opponent. He's beat them all. This time, nobody even got in the ring with him. Sean Oliver, great victory. Proud of you. Congratulations, Sean Oliver. Derek Baptiste, again, no opponent for Derek Baptiste. Congratulations, Derek Baptiste. Joe Lopes, Ward 5. Joe Lopes had an opponent. Qualified opponent, Renee Fernandez. I was very impressed by Renee when she came in and sat here for an hour with us. Renee Fernandez, I knew her when she was a selectman in Wareham. Recruited over there, from there, by Scott Lang to be the collector treasurer for the city of New Bedford. Then recruited out to Middleborough, where she just retired from. I hope Renee Fernandez is not done with electoral politics. I was very impressed with her. Just wasn't her year. Wasn't the year for Joe to go. Joe Lopes, that's a big victory. 67% of the vote, Ward 5. Congratulations, Joe Lopes. And Joe is a value to the city. He's a valuable city councilor. So it didn't surprise me. And he worked at it. He did work to get reelected. He's got good relations with his colleagues. Congratulations, Joe Lopes. Ward 5, 67% of the vote. Ryan Pereira, no opponent. There was a guy or two who flirted with running against Ryan Pereira. But at the end of the day, Ryan Pereira had no opponent and won re-election. Congratulations, Ryan Pereira. He may be the next city council president, but I don't know. I don't know. Now the at-large race. At-large, very interesting. Congratulations, Ian Abreu. I believe, I'm not sure, but I believe Ian Abreu has made a record as the longest running number one vote getter in the at-large race for the city council. Congratulations, Ian Abreu, top vote getter again. They weren't even close. They weren't even close. Nobody was even close to Ian Abreu. He sits atop the entire field of the at-large city council, and he's been there, I believe it's now 4 years. Atop Brian Gomes, atop Shane Burgo, and lucky for Ian that Shane's not on top of him. Atop Naomi Carney, atop Devin Burns, Chris Carter, Jenny Arruda, Ian Saunders, Sean Mulvey. Congratulations, Ian Abreu, top vote getter. I believe it was those really interesting radio ads he ran with his daughter, with Crystal, the single mother who was looking for housing, and Ian helped her. I mean, that was really good. I mean, you didn't stop hearing them. And all year long, Ian Abreu does the job. He doesn't just wait till the end and turn it on. All year long, Ian Abreu does the job. So, now we come to James Roy. Congratulations, James Roy. Really impressive. Throughout, since the campaign started, really got going. I've been telling you, I thought the guy had really nice signs and was running a really good campaign. I don't agree with him on a lot of the issues, but he is a story of redemption. And hopefully, that will continue. James Roy came in below Ian Abreu for second place. But he really, really bested Shane Burgo. I thought they were running as a ticket. I thought it was Shane Burgo and Devin Roy and Jenny Arruda. That was the ticket that Shane Burgo had left behind, the people that made him city council president, Brian Gomes and Naomi Carney, and was running now with Roy and Arruda. It was going to be Burgo, Roy, and Arruda. Not Burgo, Gomes, Carney. No, Burgo dropped them. He found new friends. And that kind of backfired on him, didn't it? Because James Roy beat Burgo. He crushed Jenny Arruda. This will be an interesting dynamic now, right? Shane Burgo, now the old veteran, really. I mean, not a military veteran, but a city council veteran. He's the old shoe there now, right? Former president of the city council. Like, he will be former president when Roy comes in. James Roy absolutely bested Burgo. He beat Burgo and Jenny Arruda. I thought it was a team, but James Roy left him in the dust. Really going to be an interesting dynamic when they reconvene. So, anyway, congratulations to everybody who ran. You were never that popular anyway if you didn't win, right? Nobody ever voted for you like this before. So don't be sour. Hopefully you did better than last time. And try a little harder, work a little smarter next time. Maybe make a few friends in the off season, right? Forge a couple relationships in the off season. And try again. But congratulations, James Roy. And I don't know how Burgo's going to take it, because did anybody see? Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to take a break. And then when we come back, I'm going to play some comments from the New Bedford Light. Shane Burgo automatically going after Scott Pemberton, proving that he's really not that smart. Why would you attack a brand new city council? No class, really. Shane Burgo, don't you remember when you first came in? You don't go after a guy when they first get elected. You try to work with him. But Shane Burgo, he learned some bullying ways. And they were on full display. No wonder James Roy and Ian Abreu trounced you in the at-large race. People have gotten to know you. They've gotten to know you. All right. I got to take a break. If you're on hold, stay there. If you want to get involved, 508-996-0500. There's other things going on in the world. We'll have my good friend from Rehoboth, Lenny Mills, to tell us about what happened out there with the MBTA zoning at the town meeting last night. This is really interesting stuff in the 10 o'clock hour. And 11 o'clock, the mayor will be here. So that'll be great, too. We always love seeing the mayor of New Bedford, John Mitchell. We'll get his reaction. 508-996-0500. Give me a call. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll be right back.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBS.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy. You're the audience. You got a junk car? Well, don't waste time calling around. Make it easy for yourself and get paid top dollar. Call Mid-City Scrap right in Westport. They're like neighbors. And get top dollar for your junk car. Guaranteed. With honest weights, fair prices, and towing services available. Mid-City Scrap is the only call to make. No stress, no hidden fees. Just cash in your pocket, guaranteed, fast, with over 50 years of trusted service all across Bristol County. Mid-City Scrap has turned cars, buses, trucks, even tractors into real money for people just like you. Thousands of people just like you. Call Mid-City Scrap right on State Road in Westport today. Call them today. Get that car out of your yard. Go to the website, midcityscrap.com. All right, we got people on hold. We're going to go to the phones. By the way, nice job, Rick Porter, for the school committee. I was very impressed with Rick. He came in, sat with us for an hour, did a great job. Professional educator, property taxpayer in the city of New Bedford. I think he's a welcomed addition to the school committee. Congratulations, Rick Porter. By the way, Melissa Costa, congratulations. Really walk-away victory. Top vote-getter in the school committee race. Nice job, Melissa Cosby. I always agree with her, but nice job. All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Chris McCarthy.
Mike Jansen, what's going down?
I bet you Marlene Pollock's really in a good mood today, huh?
Well, why would that be?
Well, because who do you think was responsible for James Roy getting all the money that he spent? to win the election. I mean, it just goes to show you money can buy can win an election.
Sure, money is always helpful, yes.
Helpful. Going door to door isn't the answer anymore. It's getting the money to spend to win.
Mike, I think going door to door can still defeat big money.
Oh,
James Roy did both of it.
Yeah. But what's funny to me is that a guy came in sixth in the primary and he finished second. That's absolutely amazing. Now, I talked to him and I know who's backing him, the far left. And I told him that he needs to be, he came to my shop up here on Rockdale and he wanted to put a sign up, but. And he talked to me. Very nice guy. Don't get me wrong. Nice guy.
That's everything I've heard of. I have mutual
friends. I know
friends.
His family. Yeah. I mean, he's a nice guy. Really nice guy. I don't believe in his. I told him he's got to become more moderate.
I hope he does.
And that's a message to all these far left candidates that are on the, I should say councilors that are on the city council, that they have to become more moderate and get a little fiscal conservativeness in them. So when the mayor presents a budget that's ridiculous, spending money we don't have, they don't always go along with them like they have in the past. Because that's putting our city at risk by going along with this mayor, this foolish mayor's over-budgeting. Now, he says he doesn't make the budget. His department heads do. And none of them live in New Bedford except for one. I think the building department head lives in New Bedford. Yeah, I think he still lives down the street here in New Bedford. But so they don't have a vested interest in whether the taxes go up or not. So they make their budget and they over budget. I know they do. They over budget. It's a time to tighten the belts here in New Bedford, and I hope these new city councilors, the new city council, Mr. Roy, understand, and the present city councilors understand that they have to watch what's put in front of them and diligently do their homework and understand that you can't. Yes, some of the money has to be spent. We understand that. It comes, the budget money, you know, there's prerequisites for how the money should be spent in a lot of the departments. But you got to start making cuts, tremendous cuts to this operating budget. And I don't see that happening under this mayor. And shame on the city council that I've allowed it over the years. Have a great day.
Thank you for the call, Mike Jansen, 508-996-0, so I can get on the air. Tremendous victory by Naomi Carney, right? People were counting Naomi Carney out. They were counting her out. And she clawed her way back. You people reelected Naomi Carney. Great job. I thought she did really well when she came in here on the program. I know that her supporters certainly rallied around her and pulled out all the stops to help Naomi Carney. A few guys got together and said, we got to work with Naomi to get her reelected. And I think that's great. Naomi worked hard to get reelected. Everybody likes Naomi, right? Everybody likes Naomi. But not as much as they like handguns. We've got at Shooting Supply some of the most popular handguns today, all available at Shooting Supply right in Westport. Listen to this. Sig Sauer pistols now come with three, count it, one, two, three free magazines from Sig. That's up to $150 in value on models like the P365. Check it out at Shooting Supply in Westport. Or the P365 XL. Shooting Supply also has great ammo specials today. Listen to this. You can go to Shooting Supply and get 500 rounds of 22 long rifle for only $29.99. 500 rounds of 9mm, just $119. But that's not all. 500 rounds of 45 ACP, just $179. You listen to me and you don't have a gun license? Why not? The first step is to go to Shooting Supply. They will give you the classes to get your shooters, to get your gun license. You got to go to Shooting Supply to get your gun license. Go to Shooting Supply. They'll give you the classes. Walk right in the door and say, I want to be a full American. I need classes to get my gun license. Shooting Supply. Right in Westport, right on Route 6. Or you can check out the website, shootingsupply.com. All right. So we're going to play a little clip from the New Bedford Light. Colin Hogan, who does a great job covering City Hall. I want you to go to newbedfordlight.org, read the whole article, or listen to the article. The robot is great. Colin Hogan does the writing. The robot does the reading for you. So here's a little clip. The full article is worth your attention. I'm only going to play a little clip. This is Shane, about Shane Burgo. How angry he is. Listen to this. Listen.
Jack Spillane, Pemberton offered no policy specifics. Shane Burgo, the current council president, who was re-elected with the third highest vote total among councillors, one spot behind Roy, said he was excited to work with Roy, but was shocked and dismayed about Pemberton's victory. My colleague Agiesta has been an amazing representative for Ward 2 and her constituents, Burgo said. In the Ward 2 race, one person was prepared, and the other was speaking only off platitudes, Burgo said, specifically citing Pemberton's interview with Spillane. I'm looking forward to working alongside Roy, Burgo summarized, but fearful of what Pemberton believes he can do. Carney bounces back on a good night for incumbents. Naomi Carney survived a challenge from some upstart opponents.
So, I just thought that was maybe typical now of how Burgo's become, but to go after Scott Pemberton for merely running against his friend, Maria Giesta, and to second guess the voters of Ward 2, who also, many of them, voted, I would imagine, for Shane Burgo and Scott Pemberton. For him to second guess them and to attack a man before he's even taken office. And of course he wants to work with Roy. Roy beat him. Roy is went from off the council to being the second highest vote getter, far eclipsing Shane Burgo. Not coming close to Dean Abreu, but I mean, it is unbelievable for Shane Burgo to go after Scott Pemberton like that. But that's who he is. That's, by the way, I heard last night he was out telling people the campaign for mayor starts now. Well, it may have started, but I don't know if you're in it, buddy. I really don't. But maybe he'll make himself in it. I don't know. But he desperately wants to be mayor, and he was telling people last night he was running for mayor. We've heard him say that before. But anyway, the race for mayor, according to Shane Burgo, is on. And I guess he counts himself as a candidate. That'll be interesting. All right, we got a bunch of people on hold. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. Feeling good, I hope?
I'm feeling great. I haven't seen you in a while.
That's a good thing.
It is a good thing, right? What do you think?
Very good thing.
What did you see across the country and across the city?
Well, across the city, I didn't pay as much. I paid attention, but not as much anymore because I don't live there.
Right.
But I did pay attention. But it's so disappointing because you had some great candidates at large. You had Devin from Destination Soups,
who's
running a successful business, who has skin in the game, literally skin in the game, and he doesn't get in. You have a former city five ward counselor who is an excellent ward five counselor. He was actually the last counselor there. I lived in his ward before, like, I moved. A great counselor. He didn't get in at counselor at large. And then this guy Roy just comes out of nowhere, which to me, he's probably really embedded in all the social programs in the city.
No,
so that's why
he's
probably
a socialist.
Like, he got in.
Yes.
And when it comes to Burgo, he's upset because some of his coalition, that social coalition, got voted out. And so the good thing about New Bedford is that, thank you, New Bedford, because you saved the taxpayers probably decades of a pension, a free medical that would have gone to her.
Yes.
But she still gets the federal government. So either way, she's a winner. She gets a federal pension and everything else that comes with it. So she still wins at the end. She got the lottery ticket and that golden ticket. So either way, it's a win. Pemberton, of what I didn't know about him when he ran before, like a couple of times, very intelligent man, very highly educated, common sense kind of guy. I think that he'll work good, like, for the city. So
yes.
I wish him the best. Some of the coalition got broken up, but it's going to be very difficult. It's New Bedford is a very social. It's a Democrat. It's what the Democrats have become across the country. Look at Zohan in New York.
Yes.
This is incredible. A man who never had a job.
Nope.
34 years old from Uganda.
Yes.
His family's filthy rich. Never worked a day of his life. He was an assemblyman, didn't vote in 80% of the voting that happened. The guy doesn't know anything. He's an anti-Semite, and they voted him in because he says he's going to give you everything for free without explaining how you're going to get it for free. I'm going to leave you like with this, Chris.
Okay.
In the last year in New York City, in the borough of New York, 18,000, over a little bit over 18,000 of the top earners left and went to Texas and to Florida. They estimated that those 18,000 were paying 85% of the taxes of New York City. They're gone already.
Yep.
This is why they want more taxes. They're losing the base while paying the taxes. And do you think it's going to get worse or better now? I think it's going to get worse. More people who have the means to leave are going to leave.
Totally. Totally, Paul. Totally.
This is just insane, Chris.
We may be the beneficiaries of it. Thank you for the call, Paul, my good friend. For those of you who don't know this, New York City has a city income tax, all right? So when you wonder, like, what does it matter? Well, because the taxpayers of New York, they're different than us. There is a city income tax. I don't want Shane Berger to get any ideas, but... and look, James Roy earned his way onto that city council. He ran a good campaign, and I say we give a young man a chance, all right? He's a story of redemption. We have mutual friends. I hope that he recognizes he represents everybody, not a special interest group, and he doesn't fall in with Shane Burgo, because he beat him. He was more popular than Burgo. I hope he doesn't need to fall in with him, you know? But what he does with his victory is what he does with his victory, right? I got to take a break. I'll be right back. If you're on hold, stay there. I'll be right back. Stick around. Good morning. I'm Chris McCarthy. We'll have the mayor at 11 o'clock.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
I'd be as crazy as you say. True, that it's all because of you, and you wouldn't want me any other way. You may be right, I may be crazy. Oh, but it just made me a loon.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy. Maybe you're crazy. I'm not crazy. You're crazy. You know, upgrading your home's energy efficiency can feel overwhelming, can make you crazy. But with C2S Energy. You don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and your savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. We got people on hold. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
A great, great, great morning, isn't it? I got a nice stride this morning. I don't know. I'm feeling good. But, you know, the word on the street is Chief Burgle's a little upset at the coalition.
Really? Tell me
more. They spent a little too much time and money on him. I mean, on Roy. And he feels neglected. And he feels as though he should have been more of the focus because of this big run for mayor coming up at the next election. But that's what I'm hearing. That's the word on the street. I wasn't exactly a Roy supporter, but I think he dealt with some of the things, at first he had some issues, but he turned it around and he dealt with it correctly in the long run. And I applaud him for that, because sometimes it's not easy to change and move forward. And he won. You got to give him credit, right? So...
I say give the man an opportunity to to do something. The people put him in. He had a really strong showing. He beat Burgo. He beat Brian Gomes. He beat Naomi Carney. And he's on the city council.
Yeah. I mean, that's no easy feat. And you got to give him credit for that. And I respect him for that. I spoke to him after the preliminary election. And, nice guy. Well-spoken. Obviously he wasn't happy some of the stuff that I wrote about, but I did explain to him it was nothing personal, and I thought, like I told him then, it was one of the greatest opportunities for him to present his situation, and I think it resonated with people, and it turned out to be a positive in his campaign, believe it or not. He was able to turn that around and get people to relate to him and his story, and that's the way that it should be dealt with, rather than going like Maria. She was just out there being negative, Pemberton was, sticking to his roots and doing what he thought was right and speaking to the people, and he won.
That
Congratulations.
Was a big victory in Ward 2 for Scott
big
Pemberton.
My God, tremendous, and I owe him a pair of shoes. I really do. I promised him if he won, I was going to buy him a brand new pair of shoes, because I saw he had gone through, like, every time I saw him, he had a new pair on. So I'm like, Jesus Christ, you're really wearing out your shoes.
That's because he was going door to door, Carlos. That Scott Pemberton showed that shoe leather and stick-to-itiveness can win elections, knowing the issues and working it.
Yes. And his goal, he told me at one point, was not only to speak with the voters, but to see them 3-4 times.
Yeah.
And, good for him. Good for him, because that takes a lot of effort, focus, and commitment. I've done this before, and to go out and demonstrate that amount of work and ethic, I mean, it's tremendous. And, let's see what happens. We can wish him the best. I think he's going to do well. It's a new chapter in New Bedford in Ward 2, and I hope we can turn the ward around, because it hasn't had representation in a while.
A long time.
I look forward to it.
Thanks for the call, Carlos. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Hey. Mac Auto Sales, 188 Rivet Street. This is a family-owned business right in the city of New Bedford that repairs all makes and models of automobiles. So if you need to get your car ready for the coming cold weather, winterize your automobile, and I'm sure you need to, call Mac Auto Sales today and make an appointment. 508-565-6221. They're open weekdays, 9 to 5 for your convenience. You have a foreign car? That's perfect. Mac Auto Sales specializes in foreign automobiles. Tim has a foreign automobile, and it rides like new now. They also take care of the WBSM van. When you go to Mac Auto Sales, ask about their aftermarket accessories and their quality used cars for sale. We are going to shift gears a little bit in the next hour. They had a huge town meeting out in Rehoboth.